You're listening to Get Out and Drive Podcast with John Custom Car Nerd Meyer and Sean Mr. Sedan Man Cheryl. We'll be bringing you gearheads all the information you never wanted to know about cars and why they should be on the road and not in your garage. Are you ready to get out and drive?
I am Sean, Mr. Sedan Man Cheryl.
I'm John, Custom Car Nerd Meyer.
Today we are going to be talking about the COVID cruise that happened in the St. Louis area, April 18, 2020, on Lindbergh Boulevard in South County.
Wow.
It was a kind of an impromptu meeting put together by a gentleman that runs a page on Facebook.
Okay.
Called Cruising Lindbergh.
Okay.
And he thought he would kind of invite a few of his friends and do a little cruise on Lindbergh, kind of like the old days. People used to cruise Lindbergh, probably from somewhere in the 70s until I think early to mid 2000s.
Yeah, I know they kind of,
they put a ban on cruising, so they set it up to where if you they saw your car was it two or three times within a half an hour, they could give you a ticket for cruising.
Yeah.
So
yeah, just moving up and down Lindbergh and everything, they just started blanket ticketing everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I know my era of cruising Lindbergh was probably mid 80s till maybe 1990. Probably the last time I actually cruised Lindbergh.
Sure.
And I always thought it was a lot of fun back in the day.
Yeah.
And John, you and I went this past Saturday kind of check it out to see what it was going to be like. I wasn't sure that a whole lot of people was going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of never know. I mean, this page had only been active for, what, about 2 weeks before?
Yeah, it's been a really short, but the last couple of, 2 weeks, whatever, it's just, I know because everybody's been home, you know, staying home order and everything. It's just been ramped up. You know, people have been posting up pictures and old pictures, 70s, 80s, pictures of, old cars and things I haven't seen. I haven't seen some of them car for like 20 years.
Yeah, I know I've enjoyed looking at the page and kind of reminiscing. A lot of people from my era was posting pictures and talking about different things, and I was sure enjoying looking at the pictures and kind of flashback into my late teens, early 20 years, whenever I was up there cruising myself. So when I see they posted up this COVID cruise, I'd kind of like to drive up there. We'll just drive through. It's one of the first rules that he put up was stay in your car.
Right, stay in your car.
Stay in your car. So I thought, that'll be cool. We'll just go up, sit in the car, kind of hang out.
Yeah.
And just see who else shows up. And man, did people show up.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous. Sean was driving. You drove Saddle Tramp.
Right.
Yeah, and it was we were starting doing some videos and things right when we got in the heart of it, because everybody was supposed to be at Ronnie's Plaza. And we got in the heart of it, and it was, I don't know, down to 21. It was like a quarter mile.
Yeah.
To get in the place, like both ways.
Yeah, we'd come up Highway 30 and hit Lindbergh from that end and kind of drove down from that end. Looked like everybody else was kind of coming from the other end.
Right.
And trying to get into Ronnie's Plaza.
Right.
And yeah, it was just packed with people trying to get in. And cars that I haven't seen in years were coming out.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, cars I'd never seen before out on the street cruising. And just driving by, you could tell every age group you could imagine was out there driving around.
Yeah, there were teens to 80-year-old people I saw out there. And I mean, I have no idea, no way to see, gauge the idea of how many people were out there. I mean, there had to have been, I don't know, 1,000 cars or more and yeah. Yeah, 2,000 to 3,000 people.
Yeah, 1,000 cars is kind of the guesstimate that everybody I've seen throw out.
Right.
And yeah, it's kind of hard to say. There's really no way to count.
Right. I mean, there's no way to count.
Yeah, people were even coming out in their family cars, minivans, bring the family out.
Yep.
You know, because during the stay-at-home thing, they're saying, telling people you can get out with your family, go for a drive, right. You know, just stay in your car and you know, do minimal, right. You know, keep your social distancing. And,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen families in minivans and SUVs and cars and hot rods and just absolutely everything.
Yeah, we saw everything from, I mean, regular minivans and stuff and regular daily cars, you know, four-door sedans. We saw from that stuff to vintage pickups to full-on, what I would think, looking like 7-8 second alcohol race cars.
Right.
I mean, people were taking race cars off of trailers and running them up and down the strip. And it was a lot of people everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of cars on trailers getting towed through, and I don't know if they ever come off the trailer or not. I didn't see them come off the trailer myself.
Right.
But
yeah, there was a lot of empty trailers parked in Schnucks parking lot.
Okay. Yeah.
I did see a lot of empty trailers in Schnucks parking lot. That's for sure.
Right.
And I saw a lot of race cars with slicks on them and open headers driving around, so they got there somehow.
Right. But all said, I thought it was a fantastic evening from my standpoint. We got there around 7 and,
right.
You know, kind of hung around for probably a couple hours.
Right.
Drove in, made a pass, come back, sit in Schnucks parking lot and kind of watched everybody cruise back and forth a little bit, made a couple more passes and kind of decided to call it a night after that. But,
right.
You know, what an incredible variety of cars and, you know, I didn't really see any people causing issues or, you know, I didn't see any swelled egos with people doing stupid stuff on the street.
No, I didn't see that. I mean, you know, people getting on it here and there, stuff like that, and people coming off a light or two, not being super silly.
Right. But just, you know, having a little bit of fun, popping the throttle a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of what cruising is about, though, but.
Right.
I didn't see any racing or right. anything like that.
Right. Yeah, majority of the whole place, I know that we saw it a tiny bit. We didn't witness any of it. I only see video of it. I'd say probably 99% of it was back and forth on Lindbergh from Ronnie's all the way down to 21, to Hooters, was people
right.
driving back and forth and people cruising and doing what they're supposed to and staying in their cars. And a lot of people were doing that.
Right.
It was only as the night went on. Obviously, we've seen all the burnout videos and all that type of stuff, you know. But you know, all that stuff happened in Ronnie's, and it was much later.
Yeah. Yeah, it was well after we had left that any of that went on. So I can't really I really have no opinion about that as far as
right.
what happened, because I wasn't there. All I could do is look at the videos and,
right.
and you know, it is what it is. But
yeah, I know media's, I know we've watched, hopefully some of our listeners, you know, and viewers, hopefully they have, but there's a lot of stuff out on the net, that shows his cruise in a negative light.
Sure.
I don't think it was. I don't want to put it in a negative light at all. I don't think it was at all. I think they're honing in on the tiny little portion of it, you know, as clickbait or whatever, but they're honing in on a tiny little portion of it. And I don't think that's fair to the 90% of the people that I saw that were enjoying themselves and obeying the rules.
Right. Yeah. They wanted to, kind of, I guess good news doesn't sell. So,
well, sensationalize is a good word.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good word. You know, they want to focus in on, you know, the 2% or 5% that went wrong as opposed
right.
to the majority that went right.
Right.
And that's what they want to blow out of proportion and show everybody.
Right.
You know,
Well, that's kind of one of the reasons we're trying to talk about this together. I know this isn't a scheduled meeting and stuff for us to do for Get Out and Drive. We wanted to do this and throw this out there as quickly as we could. One of the reasons I wanted to speak to you about it, because I don't think it's fair to whoever was promoting this, whoever got this together, and if they understand it, got blown out of proportion. But I think the media is shedding a terrible light on this situation by honing in on the small percentage of people that were being foolish.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, good stuff doesn't sell. So the guy, you said sensationalism. They have to sensationalize what haywire, if you will, and want everybody to focus on that,
Right.
I hate to use the word fear-mongering, but in my mind, the media does a lot of that, especially at these times now.
Right.
They try to get people worked up about the silliest little thing, and everybody's kind of home right now, and they're watching the news, and they see a bunch of people not adhering to social distancing.
Right.
And they're trying to tie this into this whole cruising thing, and they want to call it a impromptu street party or or whatever they want to call it.
Sure.
But they wasn't out there earlier when people was just cruising and having a good time and obeying the rules.
Right.
And they don't want to show that to people.
Right.
But
and kind of what I see is that the media really wasn't there at all. All they're doing is taking the snippets of video, which all of our hot rodders, they sensationalize also. They go, look at that car. It's kind of neat. But if something crazy happens, oh, man, they're whipping out the video. And they're really wanting to look at it. I think ripping videos off of the Facebook page, the Cruz and Lindbergh Facebook page, taking videos off of that and sensationalizing everything, the small percentage of people that were doing this, that makes people think that that was going on everywhere.
Yeah. It makes people think that's all that was happening.
Correct. And that's what we want to do here is kind of get out and say, look, did that happen? Yes. Did it happen everywhere on the whole situation? Absolutely not.
No. It happened in one parking lot. And, I mean, what is that, 3 miles strip?
One
end to the other, 5 miles. I mean, I don't know what the distance is.
Right.
But one parking lot out of how many parking lots?
Oh, God. I don't know, 50, 75 parking lots or more. From there all the way to 21, there were people sitting in White Castle. There were people sitting in the old Audio Express building. There were people sitting all over up and down Lindbergh, not doing stupid things.
Right.
Staying in their cars and are looking at, looking at the cars that are cruising by, standing behind their cars. And most of the people were social distancing. Most of the people were doing a good job.
Right. And how many of those people that were simply cruising like they were supposed to be,
right,
how many of them was hitting the local restaurants, take the family out for a cruise, hit the restaurant, grab a bite to eat, sit in the parking lot, eat, watch the cool cars.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd imagine the restaurants got a boost in sales that night.
Yeah, Dairy Queen was jammed. Culver's was jammed. The donut shop there, Krispy Kreme, that was jammed. Mm-hmm. Everything that had a drive-in open was jammed up.
Right.
White Castle, everything that was there was jammed up. And people were doing a good job.
Yeah, jammed up in a good way with people buying food.
Jammed up in the drive-through, people around and people sitting in their parking lots and eating food that they bought in the drive-through, and they were doing a great job, bringing money to that area.
Right, like I said, right now any business can get popping and money coming in. I think has got to be pretty happy.
Right. Yeah, it's that's the biggest thing, man. I just don't want a couple of bad apples to ruin the whole light on this situation. That's one of the reasons I want to talk to you tonight about this. It's absolutely crazy.
Right.
I certainly remember, history. I think I was up there for the first time before I was driving, but I was up there in 84.
Okay.
And that was one of the first times I was up there, and I sat at the car wash or met some other people in high school and things. And I drove up there from 84 probably to 94, 95. And that's when, you know, I got a little older, life and wife and job and everything got in front of me. And I wasn't that teenage kid that was going to go out to Lindbergh and cruise. You know, I wasn't doing that anymore. But certainly when I had my pink 65 Bug, I ran that thing up and down Lindbergh. There was foolishness happening back then.
Sure.
But that's one of the reasons the police, tried to curb the situation. There was street racing. There was loitering. There was all sorts of things. But, you know, it's hoodlum kids then. Fast forward 30 years, those people that were hoodlums, they're still hoodlums in their brain. They're a little older and more mellow. They weren't the ones, the old guys that were cruising before. Those weren't the ones that were causing problems and things this Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, particularly with people being I hate to use the word stuck at home, but people being at home more lately.
Right.
You know, I think it was just everybody was just trying to get a little frustration and pent up boredom out.
Sure.
On Saturday night.
Right.
And you know,
and it was an incredible night weather wise.
Oh, it was a beautiful night.
Oh my goodness. I mean, it was great.
You couldn't have picked a better night than that. Right. Mm-hmm. For cruising. But yeah, you know, anytime you got to get a large crowd together, there's going to be a few people that's going to, you know, be overzealous.
Right.
You know, I don't care if it's cruising, a ball game. How many times do you hear about people fighting at sports games somewhere?
Right.
You know, a couple people get a little liquored up and get into an argument, and mm-hmm. next thing you know, the cops are throwing them out.
Right.
You don't really see the media focusing too much on that.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, sometimes it does happen because a team wins a Go Local sports team. People, not a sports guy right here.
Yeah.
but you know, people win the Super Bowl and the fans, you know, beat up and burn down the city.
Right.
You know, that's not a majority of the people. It's just some goofballs, you know, that the media hones in on. You know, somebody from another state could be watching this or watching something that was going on in the media, and it's going to be asking if this happened all over the whole St. Louis. And no one looking at that realizes that's one parking lot for, you know, an hour and a half. And it's going to ruin their view for the whole thing.
Right. Yeah, we've had some trouble in St. Louis in the past in small areas. And I used to travel a lot for work. And I would go someplace and I'd tell them I'm from St. Louis.
Right.
And they're like, oh my gosh, is everything okay there? Yeah,
they think the whole city's on fire.
They think the whole city is on fire. You know, like you said, they see what they see on the news. Mm-hmm. You know, the news is sensationalizing it, and they think the whole city's burning down. And now that's just one certain block in a certain area, and 99% of the city is fine.
Yep.
And you know, it's kind of hard for them to believe from what the news they've been seeing.
Right.
So
yeah, they're covering St. Louis and they're looking at it and they're giving you the tiniest little sliver, and the guy who's watching has no idea except for where the arch is, and they have no reference, you know, point of is that next to the arch or somewhere else.
Yeah, or 20 miles away. Yeah.
Or 20 miles away. Right.
Right. Yeah. And you know, that changes people's viewpoints, you know.
Right.
If somebody wants to come to St. Louis for vacation, they see a little bad news.
Right.
And guess what? They're going to pick somewhere else to go.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That is true.
The news kind of needs to understand that a little bit. You know, they may be helping their ratings, but they're hurting the city they're supposed to be representing.
Yeah.
So, my opinion.
Well, We'll certainly see what happens coming in the next week, because today is the 21st. Today is April 21st, and coming up this weekend, we're going to see what happens if it is people going to go back out there unsolicited.
Going back out there and
how the police are going to treat the situation, and see what happens with people trying to recreate what happened on Saturday.
Right. Yeah, I know the gentleman that created the Cruising Lindbergh pages has stated that he's not going to do any more planned events until this whole COVID thing is off.
Sure.
So, and I understand, because that would be a smart move on his part.
Right.
So, but there is other individuals that are saying that I want to go cruising this weekend, and I hope they do it. I hope they do it smart.
Yeah, that's true. I hope they do it smart. I saw what happened Saturday. You and I did a great job, stayed in the truck, and drive around with the windows up. You know, it was a great night, but you drive around with the windows up, stay in the truck, and do your best. Am I going out there again this Saturday? No, I'm not doing it. I'll look from my vantage point from my computer or my phone, and take a look and see if something happens.
Yeah. Kind of wait for things to cool off a little bit, or see how perception's going to go. This could turn into be a good thing if everybody would keep their head.
Yeah.
And it could work out for a lot of people. It could work out for a lot of businesses. People could have fun on Lindbergh again. And I'd truly like to see that happen. Yeah. I would certainly be out there every now and then. Yeah. I don't think I would go out every weekend like I used to. Mm-hmm. I don't have the open schedule that I had when I was 18, 19 years old, but.
Right.
But I would certainly wouldn't mind going out there and, find a good place to eat. I've already looked up a couple places, little mom and pop places that I would like to hit in the area the next time I go up there.
Sure.
And, sure like to take my kids next time.
Right.
I didn't get a chance to take them. One was working and one had something else to do.
Right.
And, but I would like to cruise up and down Lindbergh with them, make some new memories with them.
Sure.
And I just hope people will do this smart and turn this into a positive thing. I hope the area will work with the cruisers and allow it to happen.
Right. Yeah, I was very surprised about the police presence and about the leniency. I really expected the police to crack down on what was happening more quickly. I am thankful that they did not. But all in all, I think they did a really good job.
Well, when you get that many people together, and you just go in and start kind of cracking the whip, if you will,
right?
I don't know if things would have. I don't know how people would have gotten.
Right.
I think they kind of did it smart. They directed traffic and they tried to keep people flowing through and keep them from congregating.
Right.
And then when they had the chance to break it up, I think they kind of saw their opportunity and seized it. From what I've seen and what I've heard, again, I wasn't there. This is not a firsthand experience for me.
Right.
But,
Well, cool. Well, I'm glad we got to experience what happened. I think the planets lined up crazily.
I don't think
it's going to be as huge if they try it again.
No, I think that was kind of a one shot thing. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I went. I'm glad I participated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad we stayed in the truck and did what we were supposed to.
Yep.
Would I like to have gotten out and talk to a few people? Sure. But you have to be smart in these times. So did what we should, and had a good time. It was an incredible cruise, incredible experience.
Yeah, it's something hasn't happened like that in St. Louis for a really long time. Something that I believe is positive. I know there's small things that happen, but as a thing that's positive, it's something that is it hasn't happened like that in St. Louis for a really long time.
Yeah, I would say 90-95% of the whole thing was positive.
Right.
And unfortunately, the media is just focusing on that small percentage that wasn't quite as positive.
Right.
Cruising.
Cool. Yep. All right. Well, awesome. Well, I'm going to let you go tonight. And
all right.
Thanks for hanging out for a bit.
All right. Good talk.
Good night.
I am John Custom Carter and Meyer. Follow me at Custom Carter on Instagram.
And I'm Sean, Mr. Sedan Man Cheryl. You can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Sedan Man.
What drives you?